rules on legislative committee on rules and legislative administration will come to order. Quorum is present. First item up is the minutes of June 5th, 2019. Anybody remember what they were doing during the Rules Committee meeting on June 5th, 2019? I don't. Representative Carlson moves the minutes of June 5th, 2019. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The amendments are approved. Members, the next item is the legislative plan for employee benefits and policies through the LCC, and we will have Ms. Knight and Ms. Jula present, or maybe just Ms. Knight. And if you could please identify yourself for the record and proceed.
My name is Kelly Knight. I'm the Director of Human Resources for the House.
Please proceed.
Members, you have before you the legislative plan for employee benefits. This is a culmination of staff efforts between the House, the LCC staff, and the House, the Senate, and the LCC staff. And we review it every 2 years once the contracts come in for any amendments or changes that need to take place. When the LCC met on January 8th, they have statutory authority to approve changes to vacation, sick, holidays, as well as our insurance benefits. So the changes that are before you are the changes that the House would need to approve for them to go into effect. The changes, you have a memo in your packet that details the changes as well as some just minor technical changes. The first change is to the harassment and discrimination policy. Although the House's policy has not changed.
Ms. Knight, if you just 1 second. Members, these books were dropped at your office, but we did not reproduce them for your packets. We have some extra copies. If you would like to look them over as the presentation is happening, but otherwise you do have them back at your office. So, Ms. Knight, if you could proceed.
The first change is to the harassment discrimination section. The House's policy has not changed, but it does reflect new policies that were adopted by the Senate and the LCC. On page 26 of the book, there's a clarification that voting leave can now be taken to participate in tribal elections. In the deferred comp section, pages 56 to 58, it not only clarifies the timing of deferred compensation elections, but we are increasing our match from $500 to $750. In addition, we are also increasing the number of hours that staff can convert to their deferred comp. They get one of two options each year, from 40 to 50 hours per year. Finally, to the wage theft prevention, that statutory language was put in to the LCC book, and that's on pages 7 and 9.
Questions from members? Very well. Anything further, Ms. Knight? So I would look for a motion to approve the LCC legislative plan for employee benefits and policies as changed.
So moved.
President Lilly makes that motion. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails, and the plan is adopted. And we also have personnel reports. Ms. Knight, if you could please proceed with those.
In your packet, you will see three personnel reports. There are appointments, changes in status, and terminations. And these are the personnel actions that have occurred since the last time the Rules Committee approved these last year.
Any questions for Ms. Knight? Representative Lilly moves then approval of the personnel reports. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails, and those personnel reports are approved by the Rules Committee. Thank you, Ms. Knight. Members, next on our agenda are the deadlines, and this also should be in your packet. We have The Senate concurrent resolution 4, and we need to recommend adoption by the House of these deadlines. We do have an amendment, but I would first like to get this in front of us and ask that we have a motion to adopt the Senate concurrent resolution. Okay, Representative Carlson moves adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution 6. It's misprinted at the top of the document for some reason, but it is 6. And members, I will move the A1 amendment, which changes the joint deadlines from the first deadline from March 13th to March 20th, and the second deadline from March 20th to March 27th. This is to give committees a little bit more time to operate, given some of the time constraints at the beginning of the session. So the motion to adopt the amend the Carlson motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails, and the Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 is amended. Members, to the underlying Senate Concurrent Resolution on deadlines, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please, of adoption, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion prevails. And finally, members, the last item on our agenda today is the calendar for the day for February 20th, 2020. We have two bills proposed for the floor on that day, House Files 5 and House Files 11. Anybody willing to make a motion that we place those on the calendar for the day?
So moved.
Representative Freiberg moves pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33 that House File 5 and House File 11 be placed on the calendar for the day for Thursday, February 20th, 2020. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The calendar is approved for that day. Any further discussion, members? Thank you for making it here. I'm sure your attendance will wane as session moves on, but I do appreciate a good first start. We are adjourned.